Tuberculosis, or TB, is a term many of us have heard, but how much do we truly understand about this ancient disease that continues to affect millions worldwide? This isn't just about history or statistics. TB's persistent grip on humanity brings forward questions that challenge our understanding of health, prevention, and treatment in today's world. Why does a disease that dates back thousands of years still pose a threat in the modern era? And what are the stories, both remarkable and tragic, that have shaped our perception of TB? Welcome back to Health Square, where we delve into the health issues that matter most. I'm Bills, and today we're unraveling the complexities of tuberculosis, its causes, types, the physiology behind it, and the far-reaching impact it has on individuals and communities alike. We'll also explore notable incidents, fascinating facts, and what modern medicine is doing to combat this stubborn disease. Understanding tuberculosis, what is it? Tuberculosis is an infectious disease caused by the bacterium Mycobacterium tuberculosis. It primarily affects the lungs, but TB can spread to other parts of the body, such as the brain, spine, and kidneys. This ability to affect various organs makes TB a particularly insidious disease, often requiring a multifaceted approach to diagnosis and treatment. TB is transmitted through airborne particles when a person with active TB in their lungs coughs, sneezes, or even talks. The bacteria can linger in the air, making it easy for others to inhale them and become infected. However, not everyone who inhales TB bacteria becomes sick. The body's immune system can often contain the bacteria, leading to what is known as latent TB infection, where the person carries the bacteria but shows no symptoms and is not contagious. The physiology of TB, how it affects the body. When TB bacteria enter the lungs, they can cause an immune response that walls off the bacteria in small, hard lumps known as granulomas. If the immune system is strong, these granulomas can prevent the bacteria from spreading, leading to latent TB. However, if the immune system weakens, the bacteria can break free, multiply, and cause active TB disease. In active TB, the bacteria damage the lungs, leading to symptoms such as a persistent cough, chest pain, and coughing up blood. The disease can also spread to other organs, causing a variety of symptoms depending on the affected area. For example, TB of the spine can cause back pain, while TB of the kidneys can cause blood in the urine. Types of tuberculosis, more than just lung disease. There are two primary types of tuberculosis: pulmonary TB, which affects the lungs, and extrapulmonary TB, which affects other parts of the body. Pulmonary TB is the most common form of TB, accounting for the majority of cases, with symptoms including a persistent cough that lasts for more than 3 weeks, chest pain, and coughing up blood. Pulmonary TB is the type most likely to be contagious. Extrapulmonary TB occurs outside the lungs and can affect organs such as the lymph nodes, bones, joints, and the brain, with symptoms varying widely depending on the affected area, making diagnosis more challenging. Extrapulmonary TB is less common and generally less contagious than pulmonary TB. Another form is latent TB infection, LTBI, where people carry the bacteria but do not have symptoms and cannot spread the disease. However, there is a risk that latent TB can turn into active TB if the person's immune system becomes weakened. Then there is multidrug-resistant TB, MDR-TB, which occurs when the bacteria become resistant to at least two of the most potent TB drugs, making it more difficult to treat and requiring a longer, more complex treatment regimen. Extensively drug-resistant TB, XDR-TB, is a rare type of TB that is resistant to nearly all existing TB drugs, posing a significant challenge to public health and requiring treatment with alternative, often less effective, medications. Famous incidents and intriguing facts about TB. TB has played a significant role in history, affecting many well-known figures and prompting public health reforms. For instance, the famous composer Frédéric Chopin suffered from TB, which ultimately contributed to his early death. His struggle with the disease was well documented and brought attention to the devastating effects of TB during the 19th century. Another notable incident is the death of Eleanor Roosevelt, the former First Lady of the United States, who passed away from complications related to TB in 1962. Her death highlighted the ongoing threat of TB, even in an era when antibiotics were available. Interestingly, TB was once known as consumption due to the way it seemed to consume the body, leading to weight loss, weakness, and eventually death. The disease was so feared that TB sanatoriums were established where patients could receive care and isolate from others to prevent the spread of the disease. These sanatoriums were common in the early 20th century before the advent of effective TB drugs. The impact of TB, global and personal perspectives. Despite advances in medicine, TB remains a global health challenge. The World Health Organization, WHO, estimates that about 10 million people fell ill with TB in 2020, with 1.5 million deaths, making it one of the top infectious disease killers worldwide. The burden of TB is particularly high in developing countries, where access to healthcare and TB treatment can be limited. On a personal level, TB can have a profound impact on individuals and their families. The long treatment course, which can last 6 months or more, often involves taking multiple antibiotics daily. This can be physically and emotionally taxing, particularly for those with drug-resistant TB, where treatment is even more prolonged and difficult. Treatment and prevention, combating TB today. The treatment of TB involves a combination of antibiotics taken over an extended period. The standard treatment for drug-sensitive TB includes isoniazid, ethambutol, and pyrazinamide, usually taken for 6 months. It's crucial for patients to complete the entire course of treatment, even if they start feeling better, to prevent the development of drug-resistant TB. For those with latent TB infection, preventive therapy is available to reduce the risk of developing active TB, typically involving taking isoniazid for 6 to 9 months. Prevention strategies for TB include vaccination with the Bacille Calmette-Guérin BCG vaccine, which is given to infants in countries with a high prevalence of TB. Public health measures, such as improving living conditions, reducing overcrowding, and ensuring access to healthcare, are also vital in the fight against TB. Conclusion: the ongoing battle against TB. Tuberculosis is a disease with deep historical roots and a significant impact on global health today. While medical advances have made it possible to treat and cure TB, the fight against the disease is far from over. Understanding the types, physiology, and impact of TB, along with the stories of those who have been affected, underscores the importance of continued efforts in prevention, treatment, and research. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with a comprehensive understanding of tuberculosis. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, knowledge is a powerful tool in the fight against TB. Until next time, take care.